We have a full show today, and starting off is Member Support Services President CEO Vim Anand, and then we have Aspire Federal Credit Union's Tom O'Shea, Credit Union of New Jersey's Andy Yeager, and United Teletech Financial's Leo Ardeen, all on the show to talk about the benefits of Member Support Services CUSO that they started, gosh, 8-9 years ago, and it's just such a cool story for credit unions, and it is so credit union, just the power of collaboration to make this thing work. It's just a wonderful to revisit and talk about this, and also to get some interest in other credit unions who may want to join this CUSO as well. It's really cool story here, so I hope you enjoy it. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and my, do we have a full house today? This is almost a virtual Hollywood Squares Brady Bunch episode here, because we almost have the full square here. But we have some fine gentlemen here talking to us. I'm going to start out to, every time I say it's on my right or left, Zoom always reverses it in the recording. So I'm just going to say over here is Vim Anand. He is a Member Support Services President and CEO. Vim, give us a wave and say howdy.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Good to see you, man. Good to see you. And then on the other side of me is Andy Yeager from Credit Union of New Jersey. Andy, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Great, Mike. Good to be here.
Yeah, good. You guys are here as well. And then right below me diagonally is Mr. Tom O'Shea from Aspire Federal Credit Union. Tom, how are you, sir?
Hello, Michael. Good to see you. We haven't spoken in a long time.
It's been years, I think. I think actually probably minutes based on yesterday. So, yeah, good seeing you. And then last but not least, we have Mr. Leo Ardeen from United Teletech Financial Federal Credit Union. Leo, that is a very long name for a credit union.
It's a mouthful.
Business cards must be huge.
Yeah, you should see the business card, right? It's a bumper sticker. It's great to be here, Mike. Nice to see you.
Good to see you too, Leo. Thanks guys for joining us. This was one of the top stories, at least for me it was, back in 2014 when this was all first created, the Member Support Services kind of a CUSO, and joining forces to run basically Correlation's Keystone Core. You guys pretty much really kind of broke the mold here and were the front runners here on this type of story here. I just loved it. And this is it's like so credit union of you guys to do something like this, you know, to collaborate and work together to run this really cool platform at the time, and still is a really cool platform, by the way. And this all happened, I believe, 7 years ago. Do I have that right, Tom, Leo, Andy?
It was the GAC of 2012.
Right. Oh wow, my!
You know, in the urban legend where we sat down at the bar and commiserated around costs and technology and regulation and all, was when we Leo and I put this together, and we found Andy as a shill to join us.
That's not nice. That's true, but not nice.
Well, glad you guys are here. And I'm going to start with you, though. Can you just give us a quick lay of the land here for Member Support Services, kind of this shared core model that you guys are running here? I still think even today it's a really cool story that you guys are doing. So this story has a lot of legs. So Vim, I'll let the stage be yours for right now.
Sure. So in its essence, MSS is really a scale play. It's based on a model which has been prevalent with global FIs, Fortune 500 corporations, and some large credit unions for a while. And essentially, what the three owners decided to do a few years ago was to consolidate their lending and collections, payments, IT, and card portfolio into one entity. And we put our arms around it. We standardized how we were doing these things and the managing of these things, and we drove a lot of scale economies. Those scale economies have resulted in some very significant savings. And we've also been able to recruit talent and expertise, which some of them may have found it difficult to justify on their own, but certainly willing to share on that. And moreover, in harnessing themselves together, they brought to the table the purchasing power of about a close to $1 billion asset organization, which enabled them to negotiate some very favorable terms on some major third-party contracts. Lastly, but not least, they've been able to share on some very critical investments, particularly in security and infrastructure. So that really is our story, Mike.
I love the story. It's a wonderful story. And Andy, I'm going to start with you on this one. Why did you guys decide to do this 7 or 8 or 9 years ago? It's so credit union of you guys to do something like this. And I'm going to go around the horn here, but Andy, I'm going to let you start first.
Sure. After Tom and Leo finished up their drinks at the Union Station at the GAC train station, they brought me in and we talked about it. But, all kidding aside, we all agreed that, small to mid-sized credit unions in the next 5 to 10 years are going to have really some stark choices in terms of trying to compete with margins, investing in technology, talent. And, we saw the back office QSO collaboration as a intermediary or a step to avoid ultimately what's happening to a lot of small and mid-sized credit unions, mm-hmm. and that's merger. It's a way to achieve the same economies that you get when you merge into a larger credit union,
yeah.
but you can do it in a way where you retain your identity, you retain your history and your presence, but get the scale of a larger organization. Like Vim said, when we came together, we were nearly a billion-dollar shop when we went to market together. We couldn't get the benefits of that scale independently. So the number one selling point was the scale and what that could do to drive down operational costs in the back office, which are non-member facing, kind of just routine, fungible type things. You're processing transactions, you're making, the collection calls, IT infrastructure, things that can be done in a shared service environment.
Yeah.
But the economies of scale, the cost reduction was the number one thing.
Okay.
Looking 5 to 10 years out, say, if we're 200-400 million, are we really going to be able to compete? But if we're together and we're $1.2 billion in the back office and we're saving on those costs, it really sets us up nicely to avoid ultimately, the fate of what could happen.
Yep, indeed. I think that was Leo calling you, Andy.
Leo was saying, Andy, that's enough. You've went on enough. Sorry about that.
You had him on speed dial, Leo. I'm gonna nice segue. I'm gonna get your take on this, Leo.
Yeah, I think that what Andy said is accurate, and there's not a lot of that I can add in terms of past. It's curious. Yesterday, Federal Reserve says we're just going to hold low rates for the next several years. And so those of us that are working in small, mid-sized credit unions scratching our heads and saying, God, how do we make margin on a 2% auto loan?
Yeah, yeah.
And that, I think back to what Tom and I were talking about back in 2012, it was really about margin. And what do you do in a low-rate environment? And how does a small, mid-sized credit union make it when we just don't have that scale?
Mm-hmm.
So the QSO really gave us that ability to do that. And, when I look at, and I think there's another article in CU Times this morning that talked about mergers of small credit unions. They had over 70 in the last 6 months of 2020.
Wow.
That were approved. And so, it becomes very existential. And there are people who are sitting around the country like trying to scratch their heads. Do we have enough capital to make it through the next several months, a couple of years? And the beauty of MSS, in my opinion, is that it decouples the back office from the front office and gives you that space.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the there are two unintended consequences that we realized. The first is the expansion of the brain trust, right? So certainly we give up some unilateral authority. We have to be more cooperative in what we purchase together and considerate of what our partners are doing. But the fact that we get to talk to one another, we get our teams talking to each other, we kind of expand our leadership group so that we get that lift. What to say now? Of course, I'm of that age where the second thing has gone out of my head. It's gone.
That's okay.
I think it was important though. But what are you going to do? I'll come back to it.
It'll come right to you right when the call is over. Now I got it.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
No worries. And Tom, I'm going to get your perspective on taking a quick trip down memory lane, and then we'll bring it up to today. What's happening today?
Yeah, so I think there were two primary plays in here at work. One was cutting expenses. We needed to tighten up our bottom lines, get more efficient with that. But the second, and it was already touched on, was buying up talent.
Mm-hmm.
So being the smallest of the group, we couldn't have afforded the leadership and the management skills and people that we have in the QSO on our own. But when we're paying a third or so, it makes it much more affordable. And that's been a huge lift to us. Mm-hmm. It's brought in some new disciplines to our organization. It's forced us to become accountable from setting benchmarks and standards for ourselves and for the QSO.
Mm-hmm.
So we have far more detailed data about loan approval times, processing times, and turn times, and postings on files and all than we ever did in the past. And the second part being the... our ability to bring in someone like a card services person. We recently brought in somebody through the QSO that helps all of us manage our debit and credit card programs. So they can help us fine tune our offering, focus our marketing, change our rates and terms based on the current trends. So we have one person looking at everything that's going on, bringing that back to three different credit unions. Instead of having three people looking at the same thing three times,
we just
have that one. So it's highly, highly efficient.
Yeah, no doubt.
And like Leo said, the off balance sheet benefit has been the expansion of the brain trust, the knowledge base that we have. You know, we've known each other for a long time. And I think that relationship helped us go into this initially with a high level of trust and respect, which we still have.
Right.
You know, knock on wood, we still have it there. But the ability to tap each other's teams and talk through general strategies, because we're all doing different things. We're doing the same thing differently. And that's been very, very valuable to all of us to have that resource available. I mean, we talk on a regular basis about all kinds of things. That's been very helpful.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, though, but your credit unions are all kind of in the same vicinity, right? You guys are kind of within the same throw of each other, right?
So that's within 45 minutes of each other, roughly.
Okay. Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, we don't necessarily overlap or compete too much. You know, it might be unknowingly, but our fields of membership are not overlapping.
Yeah,
which is interesting because that's the double-edged sword where we don't compete, so we can cooperate more freely and openly. But now the QSO has to support a fully digital credit union, branch-based credit union, community credit union. Mm. You know, all these different aspects. So the QSO's got all of the different configurations of fields of membership already covered in, you know, our one standardized model, which is a pretty impressive feat.
Yeah, it's a complicated order, but you guys have really made it quite, I don't want to say easy, but it sounds pretty, it's simple. I mean, you guys have got it down now, you know, and
it wasn't easy. It was.
I bet. I mean, I bet in the beginning it was like, oh my gosh, what are we doing?
Right.
But now, you know, over time, you know, it's gotten to kind of a well-oiled machine, so to speak. That's what I'm guessing. So sounds like it's super successful. And I'm going to come back to you, Vim, about what areas does MSS support for credit unions? Because I think each of the guys there, they alluded to what it does for them, and that's kind of transfers over to what MSS offers others, right?
Sure. So we do consumer lending, collections,
mm-hmm.
payments, IT infrastructure management, and as Tom was alluding to, most recently, card portfolio management. There are other areas we're looking at, and we'll always keep on looking at other opportunities to drive more and more efficiencies for our owners and others who are interested in us.
Indeed. And speaking of that, who are some of your partners these days?
Okay. Oh, gosh.
when I have a laundry list, but...
It's a long list. So the well-known Correlations, a key partner, okay? WRG was a Correlation partner and is a partner of ours. PSCU, Co-op, Aloya. Gents, jump in here because I
have... Mutual Insight.
Mutual, Allied,
DI.
PRIT.
Right, NCRDI.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it runs the gamut. You guys are pretty much, you're tapping on a lot of folks within the industry to make this work, right?
Right, right.
Yes.
And some of these were yeah. partners that one of us may have had.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so that helped bring a good level of credibility when they supported that, had a good experience with that vendor partner. And there are vendors we've talked to that didn't get it, didn't get the model, felt that they were losing control.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're not playing with them. You know, the vendor has to understand this model,
right.
work within it where, you know, it's the credit union, but you've got the CUSO as part, as important, a department of ours located in another site, and understand how that is going to work. And some vendors didn't get that.
Wow. Cause I would think if I were a vendor, I would be like, wow, I'm going for one credit union, and all of a sudden I get three. It's like, that's great.
Right.
Well, some did alter their way of thinking.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Tom, this is a question for you. So what has happened since, cause I remember we had you and Bill Arnold on the show quite a few times, and you guys actually, I'm going to go back to the top. You guys won winner of new CUSO of the year back in the day.
Right.
CUSO. So that's when I had you guys on. So this is not only working really well, it's award winning stuff. So
yeah.
Cool. So what has happened since then, Tom?
Well, pretty much everything you heard. So our initial, project was the core conversion.
Mm-hmm.
So we did all the core conversions. And then we went through an iterative process of bringing on the different business units. And the goal was to try to bring on those where we had the most impact. We wanted to get some significant impact right away. So we brought in big units and lending and collections and IT and payments,
mm-hmm.
significant
mm-hmm.
staff that we consolidated in there. And that was, that's significant, important, but it was also painful because we had staff that we had to lay off.
Mm-hmm.
Some cases it went to the CUSO. Some cases they were moved to other parts of the business.
Okay.
But it was very disruptive to the organization. But we knew, Leo and Andy have already said, that for long-term survivability and growth and progress, we needed that. And now we're seeing those results. I mean, from Aspire's perspective alone, on just those four units, we saved $500,000 last year in operating costs just for the four business units. And that's not counting the contracts we've been able to negotiate or the quality of the vendors we've been able to work with,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
it would be out of touch on our own.
No doubt. And Andy, what lessons have you guys learned over the years? And I'll pose this question to you as well, Leo, but I'm going to let Andy go first. Andy, what lessons have you guys learned over the years to make this work? And it sounds like it's going to continue to do really well here in the future. So what have you guys learned over the years?
Yeah, well, we've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about Tom and Leo that I probably didn't care to know. But just kidding
show.
There. Now, I think, some key lessons in any collaboration, really, particularly for, CEOs or leaders thinking of a venture like this, you need to be willing to play on a team. You got to check your ego at the door, number one, because though you're still in charge of your credit union,
mm-hmm.
You are now in a realm where you're making collaborative joint decisions on some key issues. So a lesson learned is be prepared to be collaborative and also be willing to make some compromises occasionally. For example, one of the other key tenets of the CUSO was to standardize systems, software, platforms. There's times when we all wanted to go to a certain platform, but the timing didn't work for one of the owners. So we standardize onto the platform of that one owner.
Okay.
So they wouldn't have to convert off of that platform. You need to cooperate. Lesson learned is you need to be cooperative. You need to be, you can't be ego driven, and you have to be willing to give and take at the boardroom table.
Mm-hmm.
Else it won't work.
Right.
So you really need to be that type of leader that's willing to sacrifice some of those things for the future. And it takes discipline when you're meeting around the board table to do that. And it also helps if you have relationships with the people you're going into, or at least try to build those relationships. It's very important. You know, it has to fit. Things have to work. And Vin can attest as a seasoned shared services veteran, you know, sometimes things just people don't click or fit. So, you know, it's important to make sure that's there too.
Yeah.
But the hard work, another lesson, the hard work pays off because, you know, the model is, you know, the driver of this, mm-hmm. you know, and it's in the best interest of your membership and the credit unions to put that work in. It is working. You know, and I maybe if we have time, we could share, you know, some of the things that we've achieved. I know Tom mentioned a dollar amount. We, you know, we're running just about 20, a little over 20 basis points annually to the bottom line due to the QSO.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this hard work has done for us.
No doubt.
We've, you know, we do an annual, really monthly, quarterly, but then we do an annual assessment of what the benefit financially is to each owner, and it's significant.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. Yeah, definitely. Just based on what you said and Tom said, oh my gosh! And Leo, I'm going to pose the same question to you. What lessons and even what yeah and what achievements have you guys gained as well from this?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think that Andy's points are accurate. The fact that, I mean, we get along really well. I mean, it doesn't mean we agree on everything. There are times when we're like, damn it, I really wanted that. And, but, you know, what I've noticed about how our credit unions work together, not just at the CEO level, but also on the other levels that need to execute on these ideas, there is this give and take, and there's this interplay of, well, you know, that's not gonna fly this way. We've got to try it this way. So mm-hmm. we do try to get the best of what the three of us do, and then deploy that into the system. There are a couple of things that I think we realized is that an integration team is so necessary in this environment. So, you know, especially as we're moving to digital, so many people going to digital as a result of the pandemic, that integration with core home banking, card processing platform is so necessary, right? And then to try to do that on our own, it's not affordable, you know, to have a team of programmers. Mm-hmm. But, you mm-hmm. know, as we work together, we're able to kind of deliver on that. The second thing is that I'm surprised at the amount of bandwidth we create up here mm-hmm. by not having to worry about those units. We don't have to worry about IT. We don't have to worry about collections, lending, you know, deposit operations. It's kind of lights out for that. So the management team's focus becomes one that's really on the member journey and what's best. And what I've seen happen now that as we've stabilized the operation over the last few years is now move into this, okay, how can we handle the member experience a little bit better? What would make the loan processing area more valuable in terms of a speedy response, more speedy response, mm-hmm. those kinds of things. So that distraction piece, it's a surprise, you know, not having to worry about one third of your business as a CEO so you can really focus on the member journey and other things. It's very valuable to us. So I'd say those are the big things.
And I'm going to stick with you on this one, Leo. What would you say to those who are concerned about outsourcing roles or functions their people do at the QSO? So what would you say?
Well, you know, it's a hard decision. It's a really hard decision. I know my board wrestled with it. United Teletech's board, we wrestled with it. And it was one of those things where, we had some medallion loans and we were trying to figure out our way through that. And it came down to who's the credit union for? It's for the members. And so in order to advance the kernel of the business forward a few years, right, as we work through that time, we saw the value of having a 25 basis point lift in our financials as a result of that. Wow. So it's a tough decision. And I really empathize with those who kind of scratching their head saying, you know, I'm at that end of my career. I've got a few more years left in capital. I can do it. Why do I want to upset the apple cart yeah. now? And I really think, you know, as we look at our individual credit unions, and I think you struck on it, we're all 45 minutes apart.
Mm-hmm.
There's some value that we offer our communities or those stakeholders that we serve that if we merge with a much larger organization would be lost. There'd be segments of the population that wouldn't be served. Mm-hmm. There'd be groups that wouldn't be attended to. And so, you know, when we consider that, QSO made sense. It made a lot of sense, and certainly treated people fairly as we went through that process. But it, you know, it was a great challenge. And so, if you're not wrestling with it, you know, I would wonder why you're not. You know, that's just me.
Oh no, I get it. I totally get it. And I think although the work is hard, I just see this as such a no-brainer. It's such a credit union thing to do for you guys to do something like this. So,
hey, Mike, it really is. You know, it's not like we're Desjardins or anything like that. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it's not like we're like that. You know, but we're trying to help. And I think we've taken time, and as Andy and Tom both said, there's been a lot of hard work here.
Yep.
But what we've done is we've created a stable platform that others can come to, you know, as they're looking at, well, what do I do now that that prime rate's going to be where it is for the next several years, and how do I get margin out of my organization? Yeah. Well, expense reduction is a key way to do that, and I think this QSO offers a really good avenue for that.
Indeed. And Andy, I'm going to come back to you. I promise I'm going to come to you, Tom. So hang on. Andy, this next question, what would you say to a leader that is concerned about losing autonomy? And I think you kind of addressed a little bit in your previous response, but kind of clarify that for us.
Sure. I think the you know, giving up some autonomy in certain areas is a trade-off to giving up full autonomy, the way I look at it, where it's, you know, like we said earlier in the interview that, you know, the reason we went into this was the 5 to 10 year look for sustainability, and we needed to reduce costs. So if I'm making joint decisions with other leaders and leadership teams at the QSO table, the board table, on 3 or 4 back office operations, I'm happy to do that if that's going to allow me to continue to serve my members, keep my volunteer board in place, and be in my community as our credit union.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't look at it as giving up autonomy. I would look at it as a trade-off of some autonomy, but the upside and the trade-off is much greater than if you were to hold on to it. And I think Leo even alluded to the fact that, you know, what once the QSO MSS got up and running, the mental drain and the work around worrying about those back office areas becomes less, because now you have a unit that's a well-oiled machine and they're running. So then, you know, the difficult part was really building it.
Yeah.
I think so. The autonomy issue is less once you're, you know, up and running and past the build and you're operationally stable. So I wouldn't consider it that much of an issue today as maybe when we were building it.
Right.
Because all those decisions were, okay, well, which systems do we purchase? Well, we have this one at our credit union, and Tom has this one, and Leo, because part of it, again, was bringing systems together, standardization. So all of those difficult decisions, a lot of them have been made. Not that there won't be some more in the future, but I think it's a good, well invested trade-off for what you get, what the benefits you get.
Yeah,
you know, Mike, I wanted to pick up on that, because I think the illusion of autonomy, which we all think we have, that trade-off, if you will, is more oversight. We have more oversight over these business units now than we ever did. You know, we have established service level agreements. We're constantly monthly tracking loan turn times and so on. So we actually have a higher level of control. Yet what this does by...
Tom froze.
Allows us, like Leo said a moment ago, allows each credit union to focus on what's important, the member. The credit union controls that member journey, the member experience.
Yep.
That's why we're here in the first place.
Right.
So let's let experts, again, people we may not be able to afford on our own, let them fine tune and run our lending shop and our collections team and all according to the standards we set, and let us focus more time on that day one journey for the member.
Yeah.
We're always looking at the day one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is like when you guys are talking, I just see this really generous give and take, but at the end, you guys complement each other, and for the end goal, which is to, you know, better serve the member out there with the latest and greatest stuff that you have to offer, and with the best talent that you can offer as well. So yeah, I just love this story. But now, Tom, I'm glad you chimed in, because recently there's a new wrinkle in the QSO. Do you want to address that real quick? I mean, sure. I don't want to focus on it, but there's a new little wrinkle here. If you want to.
Yeah, it's for QSO purposes, it's really unimportant, but for Aspire, it's very significant. And Leo mentioned earlier about the tax and medallion loans. We're merging out. We will be merged out in the next couple of months. We're merging into PenFed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people say, well, okay, well, you have this QSO, you're supposed to save your money and all.
Right.
I think this QSO saved us probably 2 years of life. It gave us 2 years of lifeline.
Wow.
Because our bottom line was crushed as these tax and medallion loans values tanked.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're less than 10% of where they were 4 or 5 years ago.
Agree.
So it was just, you know, an outside factor that created the situation that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, I think, you know, the QSO helped us get to this point, which was a real credit. And, yeah, you know, the QSO is going to go on.
Right,
we want
right.
more partners and all, and it, the model is proven, and it's going to survive and thrive.
No doubt, no doubt. And yeah. and because yeah. the three of you are kind of the right. original brain trust of this, and you've set the mold or set the table really nicely for the future. And that brings me back to you, Vim, is like, what's next here? What's next for MSS? What's on the table?
So, you know, as you can see, and you can see the results, which Andy, Tom, and Leo alluded to, is this is a scale play. And the more scale we can bring to this, the more benefit it is for all the participants.
Mm-hmm.
It's made a very, very meaningful impact on their operating expense ratios, on the net worth, on their ROAs. That's what this play is. And we are looking for additional partners to add to this, because this is just so, as you said yourself, Mike, this is a no-brainer for corporate movement.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
And here we are. And we'd love to talk to others about this.
You know, Mike, one of the things that we have done is I used to have a full head of hair before we started this damn QSO. So we've lost the hair. We've done the sweating. So ride our rails. You know, we've already built it.
Right.
And one of the things that we realized is we talked to people around the country is that there are pockets of credit union leaders who are trying to do this. And so firstly, we offer ourselves to help. You know, if we can help you figure something out, glad to do it. Secondly, though, take a look at what we've done. You know, certainly it helps to be on the same core as us. Correlation's a great core. We selected it for a lot of reasons that gave us greater access to some of the other providers we try to plug in.
Mm-hmm.
But this model's working, and that, you know, if you can ride our rails, join with us, I think there are more credit unions that we can help. And, you know, just deal with the challenges that are coming over the next couple of years as we work through the pandemic.
Yeah, that's a good point, Leo, that you guys have, I don't say you've done all the hard work, because there's still work to be done, but you've done the lion's share of it. So whoever else comes in, all right, they come in, they, you know, can complement what you guys are already doing. And yeah, it just for me, it just gets better and better from here on out. So yeah, I think you guys, and I remember those interviews early on, Leo, you had you looked like Kurt Russell. You had a full head of hair. Oh my gosh. And Vim, where can folks go? Because I know this is going to generate interest for sure. So where can folks go to get more information and give you guys a call and say, hey, we want to know more. We're interested.
Sure. The easiest way is to go to www.mssqso.com. There's a button there which says contact us. That comes directly to me and I'll get back to them immediately.
Okay, fantastic. And Andy, I'm going to start with you. My last question is always, anything else to add? Any final words of wisdom here? Andy, I'll let you go first on this one.
Yeah, sure. You know, we don't claim to, you know, have cornered the market or anything. We, you know, most people in our industry know QSOs are a great benefit and they work and the blueprint's there. But the hardest part is taking a close look at it and jumping in, which we've done, and we've set this up in such a way now that if someone was thinking about it, and they're looking for a back office operation, we have an excellent model here that's built. And as you've said, you know, it's taken 7-8 years to build it, and we're very anxious to talk to like-minded leaders that are looking to capture some of the benefits of a back office operational QSO like we built. So please take a look, and Vim will be more than happy to get back to you, and any one of us will talk to you.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
It works. It works, and it's been a great ride, and take a look.
Indeed. And Tom, what's your any final words here?
Yeah. From the very beginning, we had a business plan that included adding additional partners and clients, if you will, into the QSO. And we knew we had to do that after we put these key units in and could tell the story. And that's where we're at today. We've shown that this model works.
Yep.
We've shown it's sustainable. We showed the savings. So now it's time to open this to other people, because we've had interest over the years, and we've been, you know, we're not quite ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're there. And, you know, we want to talk to credit unions that are interested in this, both from what's MSS about and can I participate with you, but also if they are just interested in how do I set this up for my core.
Oh, yeah.
And good my idea. Colleagues.
Yeah.
You know, we are deeply indebted to other QSOs that came before us that we spoke with over the years to help us figure out how this works from a governance to the departments and the functions that could move into the QSO. And we are, you know, we're ready to pay it forward as well to provide that information and that support to anyone in the industry that wants to try to do the same thing. You know, it looks easy on paper, and it looks like a no-brainer on paper.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that go into it, but it is absolutely worth doing it.
Yeah, well, nothing worthwhile is easy to do.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of hard work behind the scenes for sure. And Leo, I'm going to get your final words as well.
Sure. Thank you, Mike. Well, you know, we're talking about the kind of the gravy of what we have gone through over the last several years, but I'd be remiss in not saying thank you to the MSS team. We've got a great group of people who are working for us. We've got great partners who are working for us, and we wouldn't be at this place and at this level of stability and success if it wasn't for them, you know, sticking with us, you know, trying to figure it out, because it's stressful. It's like, well, you got three credit unions. Which one is it that we're dealing with? and so they're a great group of people. And so really grateful to them. And I also believe Vim and Andy would share my sentiments here when we want to just say thanks to Tom and the Aspire team. They have been such mainstays of this effort. And, you know, they picked a good credit union that they're going to be going with, but we're going to miss them. They have made some pretty significant contributions to this QSO, and we're very grateful to them. So,
well spoken.
Thank you, Leo.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Here, here.
Well said. Well said. Vim, anything else to add to wrap up here?
No. Thank you, Mike, for giving us your time and allowing us to share this story. It is tailor-made for the credit union movement. You know, my origins aren't in the credit union movement, but I've become a disciple of the credit union movement now. And this thing is absolutely tailor-made for the movement and its future success.
Yeah. Well, when you first presented me with this idea, Vim, to kind of come back and revisit, I was like, I can't get you guys on fast enough because I'm such a fan of this. Thank you so much for you guys giving your time today to present this. And again, ever since we started doing the story, I've been just huge fans of each and every one of you guys at your credit unions and what you do for this industry. So thank you for what you do and really pushing that envelope and really keeping us on our toes. So I really, really appreciate it. I'm sure tons of other people in the industry are the same way. So it's really good stuff you guys are doing. So
thank you.
You are welcome. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. I know you got lots of stuff to do, and I don't want to keep you from your jobs. But again, thank you so much for your time and congrats on the success. And Tom, do not be a stranger. All right. We need you still, just like we need every one of you guys. So, but again, appreciate the time. Keep up the good work. All right.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Well done.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.